Hey.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show. Happy Thursday. It is September 22nd, 2022. Tears in the house. Hello, Tears. Good to see you. Russ, Eric. Hello. Ralphie.
Hey, Ralph, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome to you all to the show. Thank you for tuning in. We love all you guys listening to us right now. Thank you very much. It's going to be a great day today. I can feel it. I can feel it because it is the first day of fall. Yeah, man, first day of fall. Here we go. Let's lock this thing up. Let's get it going. Oh, I got something in my teeth. Hold on. Oh, wow. I'm falling apart here, man. I'm telling you what. I can't see. My eyes are all watery. My ears are clogged. My back hurts. Ugh. Oh, I know why. I haven't taken my CBD yet. What's that? Is that what it's called? CBD? CDB? What's that called?
CBD. Yeah, they call it CBD. I call it THC. It's either one.
I call it feel good meds. Feel good meds.
Yeah. Oh, I call it, man, dealing with society.
Dealing with society. Yeah, I tell you. Yeah.
Hey, Amber.
Man. Amber May Show. Good to see you, Amber. Hey, I tell you what, guys. I'm going to go quiet here for a little bit so I can share the show. So talk among yourselves. I'll be right back.
It's Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. And it's the eve of Russ's birthday.
You know what you just reminded me of, man?
What's that?
You remember when you used to, here you dialed *88 and you'd get the weather and time? You know, it was way before the internet and stuff. Like, you'd wonder what time it was or whatever. You could call that *88. And you'd get classic.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
That's what Eric.
Too bad we don't have
like.
Mike Tampa. Too bad we don't have Mike Tampa Bay here to do the weather report. Hey, Mr. A.
Yeah, you used to call him and it'd be like Thursday, September 22nd, 78 degrees at 3:48
a.m.
Yep.
Exactly.
And then they just hang up. Yep.
I do remember that. I mean, and I used to use it all the time. Exactly. Oh, wait a minute. Music stopped. Bam! Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Got a little disclaimer going on. You cannot... any rebroadcast or any redistribution of any sound clips from this show has to be written approval by the National Hockey League. National Hockey League.
What?
we start hockey already?
No, not yet.
Okay. Are you just doing that for Glenn?
I'm just doing that. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about those disclaimers they put on for show the sports things, you know. And because every Major League Baseball, NBA, hockey, football, they all have that disclaimer, you know. No rebroadcasting can be allowed, you know, without written approval by the blah, 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 blah. And I was thinking, I'm going to do one for my show, and I'm going to say that. But I'm going to say, who do they need to get permission from? And I thought, NHL, they need to get permission from the National Hockey League to rebroadcast anything from this show. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I've got this this real good friend of mine, Joe. He comes in the show every now and then as Vito. Vito, I think it is. He comes in. Uh-huh. Anyway, he's got this real Brooklyn, New Yorkish accent, you know, and he's a big Islanders fan. And I'm thinking about having him do the do it for me. You know, just give me your gangster talk, Joe, and have him say it in a gangster talk and say that go on and say, you know, you have to have permission of the National Hockey League. And if you don't, you know, we're going to have some guys come and bust your knees or something. I'm gonna write something up and have him do that little disclaimer. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be a fun thing to have. Yeah, just to hear his voice, just to hear him talk in his gangster New Jersey, New York, Brooklyn, whatever accent. Don't you think that? Yeah, that'd be fun. Don't you think that'd be good? Come on, guys. No, come on. Awesome. You guys would be into that, won't you? Yeah. I mean, we already have the little after Friday, the end of the Friday thing that I do. What do they call them? Sound clip? Not sound clips. You called it something last Friday, Russ. You said what did you call it? What was that?
The outro.
The outro. Yeah, the outro. Yeah. Amber says, share the dad joke you shared with me. All right, Amber, let me look it up. All right, here we go. Hold on. I got to. Let's see. I sent that to you through Twitter, didn't I, Amber? Twitter. Amber, there she is. Boink. Okay. All right, here it is. I have a pen that can write underwater. I have a pen that can write underwater. Oh, really? That's cool. And I go, yeah. It can also write other words, too. Oh, come on. You know that's funny. Come on, everybody. I have a pen that can write underwater, and it can write other words, too. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, at least Amber appreciates good bad dad jokes. There you go, Amber. I've gotten this thing with Amber. I've gotten to where I make sure I send her a dad joke almost every Sunday. Almost every Sunday, I'll send her a little dad joke. And I tell you, Amber, I'm having a blast doing it. I think they're fun. I find one. I make sure it's really funny, you know. I make sure it's really funny, and then I'll send it to you. So Amber and I, we enjoy them bad dad jokes. Bad dad jokes are funny because they're bad. And they're dads. Bad dad jokes. So anyway. So how you doing, Eric? What's going on with Mr. Eric Kirk today?
Well, I don't have a whole lot happening today. I mean, got two more days left of like the house sitting and pet sitting when the brother and sister-in-law and kids should be home from the beach. Yeah, and I might see if my dad and stepmom might have me come over early like Saturday morning to do a little bit of yard work and stuff.
Uh-huh. You know, Eric, I saw a video. I can't remember the type of lizard it was. It's a pretty good sized lizard. It's not as big as the dragon, you know, that you have there.
The bearded dragon.
Yeah, it's not quite as big as that. But they were say, and the guy's talking to it like it's a cat or a dog. Hey, come here, boy. Come here. And it perks up and it comes and it climbs up its leg. Climbs up the guy's leg, and it said that this mariner, is it a mariner lizard? Mariner, monitor lizard? Something like that. It's a, like I said, it's a pretty good size. They said that you can actually train these lizards like you do cats and dogs, and it was amazing. I thought that was so cool. It'd be cool to have a lizard that you could train like that, you know? Yeah, I'd have a sign, beware of laser, beware lizard. Tier says, those are dinosaurs. Those are the dinosaurs. Yeah. That'd be cool. It'd just be cool to have one that you could train. Oh, but then I saw another video of one of those kimono dragons. A kimono dragon devour a full-size deer. It was of the most amazing and gross things I had ever seen. It just devoured this full-size deer. It was just... It left my eyes bugging out of my head, you know, Hi, Mama Bear Tracy. Hi, Nana. Good to see you. Hey, so Russ, how you doing, man? What's going on with you? I heard the kids running around.
Yes, dude. I got a 2-year-old running around because of the daycare situation I got going on. So I'm stuck with a kid for the next couple of months. And,
yeah, but that's okay.
The sounds you hear in the background, that's the sound of my craziness setting in. somebody called psychosis.
Well, we love kids running around, and I mean, you know, they can run around, and we can hear them. It's no problem to me, man. I think they're cool. I think kids are cool. As a matter of fact, and I thought you'd appreciate this, Russ, because you got little ones running around, and I thought Glenn and Poetic, you know, these people with these little kids running around. You know what we need is we need Parent Olympics. Parent Olympics. That's what we need. And what it is, it's toddler competition. Parents and toddlers. Like, we got the toddler dash. The toddler dash, you know. And that's that dash that a parent runs after a toddler It's the what do you have in your mouth dash, you know. Yeah. And so that would be one competition there. Who could ever get to their toddler first and figure out what's in their mouth? Because, you know, the fastest land mammal in the world is a toddler with something in its mouth. You just cannot catch them. You can't. Yeah, Amber says a toddler would beat the parent every time. You bet.
Yeah, and then I don't even chase him anymore. I just throw something at him. It's a lot easier.
try to trip him. Try to trip him. Yeah. Nana says, I'm new here. Thanks, Nana. Well, it's good to have you. It's good to have you. Hit the follow button and come on back. We're glad to have you in among the pod people, and it's good to see you. Another event would be the fastest dirty diaper change. Who could change the diaper the fastest? Now, we'd have two categories. We'd have the typical, pee diaper, and then we'd have the poop diaper, you know. Those would be two different classifications, you know. You could actually gold medal in both. Whoever could change the diaper the fastest, you know, that would be another competition. And then this one, Russ, I think you would appreciate this. Glenn would, if he was here, is the dad's baby toss in the air challenge. You know how dads are always, I used to do this with my kids. You take them and you toss them up in the air. Get them up as high as you could go, you know, and then you catch them. The baby toss in the air competition. If you dropped your baby, you'd be disqualified.
My son threw Aspen in the air when she was like right about a year old. Uh-oh. And up at the mountain house that we have, and he threw her right into the ceiling fan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, it was I mean, it wasn't as bad as you would think it could have been, but it was bad enough to where like it was like, dude, what like you're just looking at him like what'd you just do, bud? He felt horrible. She still feels horrible about it. She's got a little nick in the side of her head that's probably never going to go away.
Poor thing.
You got to watch out for those things indoors.
Well, see, yeah. and this is the generation difference between you and I. Now, if I was watching and my kids, say my son did that, something like that, first thing out of my mouth would be, come on, you got to shut the fan off, dude.
Right.
You know, so we got that. And then we got the don't touch me with the booger run. You know, when the little baby has got a booger or something gross. It could also be don't touch me with the poop run, where the baby's chasing after the parent. And you got to, you know, you try to get away from it because they want to touch you. They want to touch you with their dirty little hands and you're trying to get away. Now, this wouldn't be just a straight off run. It just wouldn't be just a straight dash. It is an obstacle course because you have to dodge coffee tables and toys on the floor. I mean, it's a full out, the little kids chasing you, laughing, trying to touch you with this, and you're running, trying to go. So it's the don't touch me with that booger run. There you go. Another competition I was thinking about, another thing we could have is the baby lift spit up in your mouth challenge. You know, it never fails. Dads lay on their back, they'll pick up their baby and they hold him up and they're holding him up over his head. Hey, look at him, wee 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 wee, and then burp, then you get spit up right in the face. That would be another challenge. How long can you sit there with that spit up on your face? I know, Ralph. And then the last challenge I come up with, and this is like the martial arts of the competition here. This is like the martial arts, the jiu-jitsu, the judo, the taekwondo. This is the martial arts of the parent toddler Olympics. It is putting your toddler in a car seat judo challenge. Putting their toddler in a car seat judo challenge. Because they, when they don't want to go in that seat, man, I tell you what, you got to have a black belt in something to be able to get that kid in that seat. Don't you agree? Yeah. So there you go. I'm pushing for we need to have that. Yeah. Stiff as a board. You got that right, Amber. They can plank. Little kids can plank, and it's like you're dealing with a 4x4. You just can't get them to sit down.
Give them a little jab in the stomach. They settle right up.
jab in the stomach. So there you go, everybody. There's you go. I think we should have that in the Olympics, or have our own Olympics, the parent toddler Olympics. And you can watch it be televised on NBC. Wipe wrestling. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You got it. You got the vision, Mr. A. The wipe wrestling, when you're trying to wipe their face. Oh, yeah. Man, I mean, it's like you just got to, you know, it's like a wrestling match. It definitely is. And yes, or buck up. It's so difficult. It's always when you have to be somewhere important to be. Oh, yeah, there's a time frame when you're trying to buckle up your kids in the car, you know. Or when you're trying to wipe their face just right as you're going out the door, you're getting ready to go out the door and you go, oh my God, look at your face. Come here. Let me clean your face. And then the race starts. Bam! They take off. Hey, Dennis. There you go. So
I think washing their hair should be a challenge too.
Yep. Washing the hair, any kind of bath thing, any kind of bath. Sure. Getting them in the bathtub was kind of like getting them into a car seat if they don't want to go. Unless they're little tadpoles and they like the water, they'll get in. But man, you just can't get them. I saw a video of people trying to put their kids in grass on a nice lawn, set them on the grass for the first time. And they would not put their feet down. They get closer to the grass. The little kids are picking their feet up. They do not want to touch that grass. They don't know what it is. And they're just trying to stay away from it. Yeah. So
keeping them calm in restaurants. Yeah.
Yes. Keeping them calm in restaurant. That's another one. Let's see.
I just do drive-thrus nowadays. Like, I don't even try to go in restaurants with kids. No.
Inevitably you take kids to a restaurant. I remember because I raised two and I remember when they were toddlers. And when Rich was a toddler, Jeanette was only five, you know, so they're still little, you know. Yeah, you're right. They said that they're little incubators. Yeah, they're germ factories is what I call them. They're little germ factories. Kids are little germ factories. But feeding a toddler should be a competition. Yeah, whoever is the cleanest wins. That's a good one right there, Amber. Yeah, you got to dress them up almost like in a little, not them, but you too, in a little biohazard outfit to, you know, gear to feed them kids, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I just teach them how to use a little shirt sleeve there.
Uh-huh.
And they get mess on their face. They're like, just use your shirt sleeve. Just wipe it off. It's all right.
Now, when our youngest daughter, was raising her kids, Roselle, this is Grammy's daughter, she just said, ah, the heck with utensils. Heck with just spoons and forks and that. Just however they can get the food in their mouth, you know. And so they're just got them eating, you know, they're just eating with their hands. They're just eating with their hands, you know, so that's, it just gets everywhere, you know. And yeah, I remember we had them when they were really little. We had them for a little bit and we're trying to teach them how to use the spoons. No, use your little spoon. Come on. No, not like that. No, the other end. No, stop. No, like that. No, don't poke yourself. And it was funny, like, let them eat with their hands. Just let them eat the way God intended. With their hands. Kids are a challenge. But you got to admit, kids are cool, man. Kids are cool. They're fun to watch. Yeah. Speaking of all that martial arts and that stuff, I saw a video today of the actor Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy, the guy that plays Venom in those movies. And I saw him, and it says here, actor Tom Hardy wins another gold in a martial arts tournament. The 2022 UMAC Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Open Championships. Man, he looked pretty good. Man, he looked pretty good. Jimmy Jitsi. And and then he won, I guess, the one last month, which was the REORG, the Reorg Open Jiu-Jitsu Championship. He won that last month. And it's always kind of impressive to me to watch these guys that have studied, you know, they're studying jiu-jitsu and they're they're doing it. So Tom Harding, I didn't know. I didn't know Tom Harding was a jiu-jitsu guy. Hey, Asha. But that reminded me that another actor in jiu-jitsu, as a matter of fact, he was training under the, who are those Brazilian guys? The really big name in jiu-jitsu. Raph, do you know who those guys are? They're really big named in jiu-jitsu. Gracie. Thanks, brother. The Gracies. Yeah. They have a big, big training facility, the Gracies do in Brazil. And they're big here in the States, too. The Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Anyway, another big star is, and this will shock you, Ed O'Neill. Al Bundy. Exactly, Ralph. Al Bundy. Or Jay from Modern Family. I did not know this. And he's another guy. He's been doing it forever, this Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And he can kick some butt. He can kick some butt. And I watched several videos of him. Several videos of him doing it too, and it's funny. People say, Do you got any regrets growing up? My one regret is that I stopped my martial arts stuff. I stopped it. I just got out of it and went on of another direction. If I could go back, I would have stayed with it. I would have got more involved in it. I would have got into the jiu-jitsu side of it. And all this MMA, mixed martial arts. Hey, Daddy Hop. Hi, Gina. All this stuff, you know, the UFC, all this stuff came way after I had done it and got out of it, you know. And I love that stuff. I love that stuff. And I would have stayed with it. And I don't know. I would have maybe dabbled a little bit into that mixed martial arts stuff, you know, if I would have stayed with it and been in my 20s in that, because that's just fascinating stuff. I remember my son and I, we used to go to Blockbuster Video when you used to be able to go and, you know, rent videos. Yeah. I'm a former high school wrestler. I wrestled in high school. Love that, Ralph. But we used to go to Blockbuster Video and rent those very first videos of the, like I said, we call it UFC, the all-time championship wrestling or fighting championships, when it was first in its starting, first starting up. So it's all, you know, they're just barely getting around to making the rules and that. You had Horse Gracie? Was that the guy's name? Oh, I can't remember his name. You had that one guy, Tank Murdoch, or whatever his name was. I don't remember these old guys' names. But, I mean, those matches were brutal when it was first starting. Oh, they were really brutal.
Tank Abbott.
Hoist Gracie, yeah. Tank Abbott, exactly. Ralph knows, yeah. Those were some brutal matches, man.
Tank Abbott. He later went into he tried to go to wrestling, and he went over to Japan to do wrestling, and they had to release him because he was actually hurting the wrestlers. Like, he was hurting them. Like, he was putting them out of commission. So they had to let him. They had to release him from. I mean, they paid him his whole contract and everything, but they released him.
Well, and I can understand that because, you know, the wrestling, professional wrestling's, you know, it's like a stunt guys. They're like stunt guys. You know, they know how to pull their punches, roll with punches, and kind of do it in a way choreographed. Yeah. And they do it in a way where they don't, if they do get hurt, it's not major. You know, they do get hurt. Those guys do get hurt. But it's not, you know, it's not devastating because they're, you know,
they land on their head and break their neck. You've had that happen a few times, but
yeah, it's kind of like a dance with those guys. Now you take someone like Tank Abbott, you take someone that's from the Ultimate Fighting, and throw him in there. Those guys, they don't pull punches. You know, they're not pulling punches, and they're out to hurt you. And then it's hard for them to back off. It's hard for them to back off because I.
Yeah, and they get mad and aggressive in the middle of the match, you know, and all of a sudden it becomes like a real fight for those guys. They're not used to being slapped around and stuff, you know. If you're slapping at them, they're hitting back. So
yes, yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, indeed. They're slapping you back. Ken Shamrock. That's the guy. Ken Shamrock.
Ken, he's another one that was, yeah, that dude, he was insanely bad inside of an octagon.
And Hoist Gracie had some memorable matches. And I don't think, Ralph and Russ, you might want to help me here. I don't think Ken ever beat Hoist Gracie, did he? I don't know. And I mean, they were fighting.
Like 0-3, right? 0-4, something like that.
I think so. Hoist Gracie always had his number, man. Well, the thing with Hoist Gracie, when this whole thing started was, and me and my son, you know, we were watching this, and they'd be, okay, this is a guy, this is a college grappler, you know, this is a college wrestler going up against a Shaolin Kung Fu master, you know, I mean, they broke it down like that. And I always told my son, you know, when it was first starting, man, the wrestling, the guys that could wrestle, the guys that could grapple are going to be the winners. If they can get those karate guys and them kung fu guys, if they can get them on the mat, it's over. It's over because, you know, that's where those guys live, is on the mats. And sure enough, Hoist Gracie would get out there with Ken Shamrock. And I'd always, you know, we'd be watching it and we would be yelling at Ken, you know, no, don't grab his gi. Don't grab his gi. Because Hoist Gracie, remember, used to go out there in his full fighting, they call him a gi, his outfit, you know. They'd go out there with his whole outfit, and then they would make a mistake of grabbing a hold of him. And once you grab a hold of him, it's over. He's going to get you in an arm lock, or he's going to wrap the gi around you. And one of Ken Shamrock's biggest gripes was they allowed Hoist Gracie to go out there dressed like that and fight. And they go, no, 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 make him take that stuff off. Make him take that stuff off. And they never did. Because if you look at the matches now, you know, they're out there in their, you know, they're out there in their Speedos. You know, they're out there in, they're out there in stuff that you can't really use against them. I mean, everybody's out there shirtless and nothing on their legs and that kind of stuff, which makes it more even keel, you know. Ralph says jiu-jitsu is pretty good against other martial arts. It's that grappling aspect. It's like you take, I always thought of jiu-jitsu like you take taekwondo and mix judo with it. That's how I always thought of it. You know, it's just a mixture. It's the mixture, but it's that grappling. Hi, Shannon.
There's our ain't that what Ronda Rousey was doing in the Olympics, jiu-jitsu?
I don't know. I don't know anything about.
She won a silver medal in.
Huh.
I don't think she won a gold medal. I think she won the silver.
Yeah, I do not know anything about Ronda Rousey. Ralph is saying judo. Yeah, Ralph's saying judo.
Judo. Okay.
I only
one of those J words.
I only actually know of two women from that sport, Ronda Rousey and that Gina that was in Mandalorian. What's her name? Gina. I can't remember her name. Gina something. She was in the Mandalorian, got kicked out. But she was one heck of a fighter too when she was fighting. She came out with a movie called Haywire. Haywire. Haywire, where she plays a professional hitman. And, you know, covert operations and that. And it was like one of the first movies that she actually did and was carrying the whole movie because it centered around her. She did all her own fight scenes in this movie. And the actors that were in it, I mean, they had some, you know, some pretty good name actors in it. They all, when it come to the fight scenes, they go, okay, well, we'll have the stunt double come in. They go, oh, no. I want to be in there with her. I want her to throw me around and this and that. So they took these guys and they padded them up, like, unbelievably padded them up, because they know that she's not a stunt woman. She is not going to be pulling punches. You know, punches are going to get away from her. And she got out there and she was just whipping on these guys. And that's one of my favorite movies. If you like that girl and you like her, you liked her in Mandalorians, you want to check her out in Haywire. I can't remember her name. I just know her first name is Gina, but she's awesome. She's awesome. Now, I saw Ronda Rousey in a Expendables movie. She was in, I think, Expendables 3 with everybody, you know, that all the action heroes made those movies. I was disappointed. I was disappointed because I thought they'd let her just, you know, wail on some guys and do all her mixed martial arts stuff on these people. But it wasn't as fun. I was disappointed. But I love a good fight scene in a movie. I know it's choreographed. I know it's all put together. I just watched a Jackie Chan movie yesterday. I can't remember the name of it. It's one of his older movies, not older, one of the more current movies. And, I know the stuff is all choreographed. I know it's all put together, but I love them. They are great. Yes. He's still doing movies. And there's the name, Gina Carano. Yeah. It's an Italian name. That's it. Thanks, D-Mac. That's her. Check her out. Check out that movie Haywire, man. I'm telling you, it's a good movie. It is fun. Yeah. What about you guys, Russ, Eric? Do you guys like those action fight movies, karate movies, kung fu movies? Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I like Bloodsport.
Or the Karate Kid with Ralph Macchio. That's a good movie series.
Yes, it was.
The one of John Claude Van Damme, Bloodsport. When those his movies,
Wasn't that like almost his first movie, Bloodsport?
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah, he was fun to watch too. Steven Seagal. I love Steven Seagal movies. His older movies when he was young. I love that
he became a cop.
Tears says no. And what's that?
Is it him and Shaquille O'Neal out there patrolling the streets?
I gotta find that movie and watch that. I've never seen that. That would be fun to watch. Tears says his movie is No Retreat, No Surrender. Yeah. But you know, I've seen, you know what, this is what gets me about Steven Seagal. Now the guy he's kind of like Ed O'Neill. He's kind of like these other guys, you know, Tom Harding. I mean, he does have several black belts in Aikido, which is the form of martial arts that Steven Seagal knows and practices. And everybody's going, oh, he's just an old fat guy. And there's an, but you still wouldn't want to mess with him. It's just like Ed O'Neill. Oh, he's just an old, but you don't want to mess with him. You know, they'll rip your arm off and then hand it to you, you know, but that Aikido is a nice form of martial arts. I like that. I like Aikido, but I love watching him. Do his art. He filmed that television series here in New Orleans. That's what Shannon's saying. Are you saying that about Steven Seagal? Who are you saying that about, Shannon? Which one? We've named a lot of actors in that. Here she goes. Steven Seagal. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's that one. What series is that? That's not a series, is it, Russ, that he was in with Shaquille O'Neal? That was a movie, right? Yeah. Lawman. Oh, I see. Yeah. It was like a reality TV show where they followed him around. I know what you're talking about, Shannon. Yeah, because I did see that. Yeah, he's a legitimate law enforcement officer, and the cameras were just following him around. Yeah, I right. Okay, I got that. Was the Jackie Chan movie Vanguard? No, it was not Vanguard. I don't think that was not it. I think Seagal is still a cop. Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I think Shaquille O'Neal might be a reserve or something, deputy. I think he might be a reserve deputy. Yeah. I heard I've been watching a lot of these little videos of Shaquille O'Neal doing interviews, and he was talking about how he was he just got done playing this game, and he was playing against some big center that I don't think it was Wilt Chamberlain, because I think Wilt Chamberlain, I think he had retired before Shaquille O'Neal came in, but it was one of the older NBA. Basketball players, and he was playing up against them, and he had a real rough day. And his dad calls him up after the game and says, "What's going on with you?" "Oh, I just had a tough day. I had a tough go at it. You know, I'm depressed now because it was tough. It was a tough day." And his dad says, "I want you to get on a plane. I want you to come home." "What?" "Yep. Get on a plane and come home now." And Shaquille O'Neal, being the man he is, you know, he does what his parents say. So he jumped on a plane and he went home. He's telling the story. He gets home and his dad goes, So you had a rough day, huh? You had a rough day playing a game. Oh, poor baby. Get in the car." He puts him in the car and he takes him around. And he takes him to this area where there's homeless people. And, you know, the homeless people, they're out of work. They're living in cardboard tents and all that. And he says, his dad goes, "These people are having a rough day. You get paid way too much money playing a game to say you have a rough day. Now get out of the car." Made him get out of the car. And then he drove off and he left him there with those people. Yeah. Yeah, and Shaquille O'Neal says it changed his whole outlook on things. And I thought, how great is that, man? That's something, you know. And Shaquille O'Neal, he is, he's a good guy. Shaquille O'Neal is a good guy. He is. He's been known to walk into places like Walmart and just pay for people's stuff, you know. He's just a guy, a very giving and that guy. So I like Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Eric and Russ. I'm just kind of off on a tangent, just running wild today. It's just I feel so good today.
Well, that's a good thing right there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. We need to feel good. Have you guys seen these things? These things called Flocks. Flocks. It's a snack. It's like a potato chip, but it's made. It's a potato chip. Looks like a potato chip or something. Almost like those rind things what you made, the pig pork rinds. It's almost like a pork rind type thing, but it's made out of chicken skin. Chicken skin. Flocks, chicken chips, they call them, chicken chips. And this is a little bit about the company Flock. Who are we? When we switched to a low-carb, high-protein diet, we found that cooking healthy meals at home was no problem. However, finding conveniently packaged and nutritious, dense snacks that fit our lifestyle was nearly impossible. We especially loved chicken and could never find an easy, mess-free way to enjoy our favorite food on the go. That's why we created Flock Chicken Chips. Our super tasty crispy chips are made from 100% real chicken skins. Our proprietary seasoning blend and oil, that's it. Flock can be used as a vehicle for your favorite dipping sauces, crumbled on top of salads, added to a some kind of charcuterie board. I don't know what that is. And enjoyed straight from the bag. At Flock, we believe in thoroughly crafted snacks that make sticking to your health goals easier, not harder. Yeah, there you go. Dude, chicken.
Shannon said it'd be disgusting. She said, "Ew." But you know, if you go to like KFC or a chicken restaurant, like you get the extra crispy chicken. That's all chicken skin. That's the best part of the chicken.
Yeah, And you know what else? We watch a lot of cooking shows. And one of the people we watch, Shannon and her little pukey faces, Bobby Flay, when he's making a dish, he's been known to fry up and deep fry chicken skins just as a garnish for his dishes. Yeah. So it's not like it's anything nice. It's not like anything that's new. I mean, what's new is that they're actually packaging it up and selling it like a chip. So I don't know. I think I'm going to check it out. I think I'm going to check them out. I'm going to buy some and try them and see. Brian, what's GoFlow? What's GoFlow Denver? You mean GloFlow Denver? GloFlow. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought it up. GloFlow Denver, they've just posted some new videos out there of some more products that they got coming into their store. So check them out. Go to their Facebook page. Go to Instagram. Go to TikTok and look at these videos that GloFlow Denver has put out on the new products that are coming in. They are stocking their store. I'm telling you, they're stocking their store for Halloween. I mean, they got some good-looking masks in there and just some fantastic, fantastic stuff. So go check them out. Go check them out. See what you can buy. I'm telling you, this would be great for Halloween. These masks, I'm telling you what, they've got a stormtrooper mask. If I'm not wrong, didn't I see a stormtrooper mask in there, J-Baby? This stuff looks great. This stuff just looks fantastic. So check them out. It makes your kids will be able to be seen in the dark. And, you know, you buy one of those masks for your kid. If he's in a crowd, you'll be able to pick him out real quick. So go to GloFlow Denver and check them out. Go to their website, go to their Facebook page, or if you live in the Denver area, go check them out at the Flatirons Crossing Mall. Good grief.
I love that hat you got from them, man, that thinking cap.
Uh-huh.
That thing is awesome, man.
That is nice, isn't it? I actually have two of those little panels. See, that's just a little, that's a little panel. If you look at my video that I posted with that hat, the thinking hat, that's a little, it's a little panel with the Velcro back and it Velcros to the hat. So you can actually take it off and replace it with a different panel. But I have that, I have the little panel that goes on the hat. And then I have a bigger panel that I got hanging on my wall, that thinking, because I like that sign. It says thinking, please wait. Good stuff. Good times.
So,
good times. I'm just kind of.
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie? I don't know.
Sophisticated.
That's it. There you go. Yeah, that is funny there. Speaking of people that are funny, on this day back in 2015, the baseball legend Yogi Berra passed away. Yogi Berra. And Yogi Berra was a catcher in Major League Baseball. He was a coach, a manager of teams. And what's funny is he's not really known for his baseball antics. He's known for what they call Berraisms, and little sayings that that Yogi Berra used to say in interviews and that, because he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like me, you know, I get my words all twisted around and that kind of stuff. But one of his most famous ones is "It ain't over till it's over." That's a Yogi Berra saying. It ain't over till it's over. And that's a pretty popular one. You hear people saying that all the time. But here are some of his famous sayings. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. When you come to the fork in the road, take it. Yeah, some of these, you got to kind of think about them. Yeah. You can observe a lot by just watching. Okay. Yeah. It's like deja vu all over again. Yeah. Okay, Yogi. Yeah. No one goes there nowadays. It's too crowded. I don't know what he was talking about. Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. 90% yeah, and half. Yeah. This one caught me. I thought this was funny. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. Always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours. That's a good one. Let's see. Maybe I need to add a laugh track to this. Congratulations. We knew the record would stand until it was broken. You better cut the pizza in 4 pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat 6. You wouldn't have won if we'd have beaten you. Well, that's a good one. You wouldn't have won if we had beaten you. I usually take a 2-hour nap from 1 to 4. Okay, Yogi. All right. You can. How can you think and hit at the same time? He must have been saying that to him better. The future ain't what it used to be. I tell the kids, somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose. Just don't fight about it. Just try to get better. Okay. All right. Let's see. Here's the one. It gets late early out here. Yeah. Is there almost like you could see these being said? He should have been a stand-up comedian saying these. We have deep depth. The thing is he would just, these are just off the cuff sayings of his. These are just things he just said. All pitchers are liars or crybabies. Oh, okay. Let's see. He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious. He's amphibious. let's see. Let's see. I'm not going to buy my kids an encyclopedia. Let them walk to school like I did. What? Way to go, Yogi. Way to go. This is what he thought about baseball. In baseball, you don't know nothing. Okay. I like this one. I never said most of the things I said. All right, let's see here. Take it with a grin of salt instead of a grain. Take it with a grin of salt. So I'm ugly. I never saw anyone hit with his face. Oh, we used to say that all the time. Yeah, I got in a fight. Yeah, I hit that guy as many times as I could in his fist with my face. Little League Baseball is a very good thing because it keeps the parents off the street. Yep, that's it. Let me see. Let's do a couple more here. Let's see. I didn't make it here. If I didn't make it in baseball, I won't have made it working. I didn't like to work. Okay, Yogi. Okay. And here's the last one. You don't have to swing hard to hit a home run. If you got the timing, it'll go. There you go. Yogi Berra. Rest in peace, Yogi. I vaguely remember seeing him on things like Johnny Carson and that kind of stuff. Oh, what, Jay Baby, what do you call an alligator wearing a vest? An investigator. Nice. Now that's a good one. An investigator. Wow. Brian, BP49, when you come to a fork in the road, use your chopsticks. There you go. That's a good one. See, you guys are just as good. You guys are just as good as Yogi Berra. Yeah. Hi, Priscilla. Good to see you. Boy, I haven't seen that name in a long time, Priscilla. I don't know if she's still with us, but there she is. Daddy, huh? Yeah. Good times. Good times. Well, what's tickling your fancy lately, Eric or Russ? What's going on with you guys?
Well, I mean, I don't really have too much happening, of course. I mean, but I know, like, next Wednesday, the Slightly Serious Show is pleased to announce that Neil Crabtree will be coming back. He is the oil pipeline welder who was laid off from Keystone last year, and he's agreed to come back for a follow-up appearance.
Oh, I love me some pipeline welders. Yeah, I have a...
Yes.
Had a real good relationship with pipeline welders.
Well, and I know since his last appearance, I know you've had a lot of, like, current events, like, dominate the news, and it'll be interesting to see what he can, like, tell us about his industry and what have you. But I know another gentleman we were previously looking at that I discovered, like, on TikTok. I had personally reached out to him, but he has decided to gracefully back out because he's a lawyer and he doesn't want to compromise his integrity, or because he didn't expect, like, some of his videos to go viral like they did. And we're also working on getting the gentleman from the Freethink Institute back next month.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good. Hey, you bunch of you young guys out there, you know, you guys out there thinking, well, I need to find a job and I need to find something to do. I'm telling you what, you can make good money. Go hook up and do it. Get into a welding school and become a welder. I mean, there's good money in welding. Very good money in welding. And it's like an art form. It is like an art form. So get out there and look into welding. It's a good thing. Ralph says, lawyers have integrity?
I think this lawyer in question wants to try to maintain it for as much as possible. But because you got to remember, some lawyers are good, but some aren't. Because
right.
you really have to do your homework on them.
I've been fortunate. I've had some good lawyers. I've had some good lawyers. I had one lawyer. His nickname was Mad Dog. And I thought, Mad Dog? Well, all right, whatever. Man, he was like a mad dog. He was a great lawyer, did some good things for me. Hey, have you been feeling kind of off lately? Your head's spinning, stuck in a rut, you just can't seem to get clear from? Maybe your energy is all out of whack. Maybe you've got too much negative energy floating around you. Contact holyshift.com and see what Poetic can do for you. Poetic offers an alternative holistic service to help clear out any and all negative energy that could be holding you back. You can find Holy Shift on Facebook, Instagram, as well as their webpage, theholyshift.com. So if you want to try it and check it out, see what she can do for you, check her out today and go to her Facebook page and sign up to that page, hit a like. And you'll be put on a mailing list. And, of course, you'll start getting all these daily readings that she posts, you know, daily card readings, daily crystal readings, numerology, what the stars are saying, your horoscope. And just check her out and see if you can't get some of that negative energy out of there. And do your breathing exercises. Remember, we were talking about breathing exercises the other day. Did you guys do your breathing exercises? Remember, 5 to 10 minutes of breathing exercises will help lower that blood pressure. I'm telling you. I'm going to take a little commercial break right here. So, yeah. This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbeam app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbeam at www.podbeam.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out. Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you. Man, I feel like a big time radio show now, Eric.
I guess.
Russ. Got our little advertising thing going on there. Yeah, big time.
And I'll also clarify, like the comment about lawyers, like some being good and some not being good. Well, people have to keep in mind to be wary of like certain lawyers that have a reputation of exploiting people. Because oftentimes when you see like lawyers that do advertise on TV, whether it's like Morgan and Morgan or Motlick and Associates and what have you, because oftentimes those are big enterprise firms that are like multi-million dollars and. You know, and how do they come up with that money to advertise on TV? And I know there are a lot of people who suspect that, you know, the reason like why insurance prices go up, like if you're in a car accident, it's like they're having to pay out these lawsuits, and therefore the prices are increases coming to us.
You got to do your due diligence too.
Exactly.
You got to stay away from the ambulance chasers. You got to do your due diligence, you know, checked out their references, you know, do a search on
the Better
on
Business
them.
Bureau.
Yes. Better Business Bureau and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want some shyster. I've been looking for an excuse to use that word. You don't want some shyster coming in here and taking gold. Shyster.
Well, with that being the public service announcement, we'll say the more you know.
I know. Yeah. Hey, don't forget tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's our promote your podcast and promote your business day. So if you got a podcast and you need it promoted, come on in the show tomorrow and tell everybody about it. Come into the chat room, chat it up, a description of what your show is, when it's on, when people can find it. And if you got a business, if you're starting a business, come on in and tell us about your business, what's going on. Our whole goal is to try to get people to get eyes on your products for your business people and to get ears on your podcast for you podcasters. Yeah. Amber May's been putting out some really good podcasts lately. You need to check out her Amber May Show. She's got some very good informative podcasts that she's been putting out. She's got a bunch on the pike coming down the road, too. They're coming down. They're going to be coming out. So make sure that you check her out, the Amber May Show. I hope I get a new headset for my birthday. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Yeah. Did you ever get your phone? Did you ever get your mic working, Amber? Did you ever get your microphone working out? I don't know. Maybe your mic is just... allergic to our show. No, she said no, she never did. Oh, okay. You're 29, Amber? You're gonna be 29? Huh. You look younger than that. No, you say no. Oh. You're 49. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, you look 29. I had a girl come up to me and she says, "Hey, it's my birthday." I go, "Oh, really? Your birthday, huh?" And she was kind of an older lady. She goes, "Yeah." I go, "Well, cool. Well, how old are you?" She goes, "Well, I'm 45. And I went, "That's all?" She got mad at me. I mean, it just slipped out. It just slipped out of my mouth. You know, is that all? No, no. And then she got mad. I go, no, no, no. I tried to bail out. No, no, no. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. No. And she got mad. Yep. Oh, boy. Whew. Well, so Amber's got us all confused now and we don't know. Yeah.
I mean, it's her birthday on the 28th or 29th.
Well, I'm all confused now. I don't know if it's her birthday, how old she is. Ah, oh, for crying out loud.
Well, you're not alone there, Amber.
So your birthday's next week, Amber? Next week?
On the 29th.
On the 29th. All right. Well,
she's got to be here next Thursday.
You got to be here Thursday so I can sing to you. I want to sing.
And we got to have Mr. Kohli here on the 27th from India.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Russ, I'm singing to you tomorrow, brother.
I'll be here.
I remember, you know, those restaurants you go into and then you tell the maitre d', you know, you go, oh, yeah, it's like I do that to my son. I go, yeah, it's my son's birthday today. Oh, okay. All right. All right. And then so they serve you your meal and you're sitting around eating. And then all of a sudden everybody gather around the table and they start singing happy birthday to you. You know, and the people get all embarrassed. Oh, stop it. You know, and they, you know, they're singing happy birthday. Not my son. No, no. There's not an embarrassing bone in his body. He jumps up and starts singing with them and start dancing and all that. And he like embarrassed the people that were singing happy birthday. He's a card. He was so funny. And then they started this thing where they were marching around the restaurant. And he's just there marching with them. Ah, oh, I couldn't believe it. He's a funny guy. You're going to go to those medieval restaurants where you go in and that would be kind of fun to go to. Yeah. Are you going to eat a big turkey leg, Amber? Eat a big turkey leg while you're there watching some jousting or something? She says, of course, of course. Poetic's birthday and Mr. A's birthday is the 1st of October. Oh, man, we'll be
first week of October.
We'll be doing some singing. You guys get in. And your birthday's...
Mine's birthday. The
8th. What is it?
Mine's the 8th.
The 8th. Yeah. Okay.
But, of course, since the 8th's on a Saturday, we'd have to do it on the Friday.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get it done. We got birthdays out. We got birthdays that whole week. A bunch of Libras.
Libras. Libras. On leap years, I'm a Virgo.
On leap. Really? Oh, you're, well, that's funny.
Yeah, I was born. Libra and Virgo.
Hi, Anna. Good to see you. Hey, welcome everybody tuning into the show, listening. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. And follow the show. And remember, you can catch a replay of this show at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. If you're tied up then and you can't get to the show, you can always go to our webpage, www.theoldmanspodcast.com. And you can listen to this show and all our past shows in the library of shows that we have there, our library of episodes. And you don't have to do anything fancy about it. You just go to the webpage, you find a show you want to listen, you hit play, and you're listening just like that. And if you go to the page and you notice over to the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, there's a little button there that says follow. You can hit that, and it'll drop down and give you the option of following us through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, just to name a few. And you can hit there and follow us through those platforms. Because unfortunately, you can't follow us through the webpage itself. But you can go to one of those and download it there. Yeah. Good time. So, Russ, what do you got going on for your birthday tomorrow, man? How old are you going to be and what's going to go on?
I'm going to be 42 and I don't know. I'll probably just go to like Texas Roadhouse Grill. Get me a steak. A shot of Jack. And... yeah, that's probably about it. Go to work.
Are you going to take all the kids?
No, I'll go by myself and, you know.
Oh, that's no fun. Come on, Russ.
I was going to say that too. Not have the family there.
That's no fun, Russ.
Yeah, that's plenty of fun.
After we just stopped.
It's only fun I have left.
Yeah. Let's see. I might have to I'll crack open a little sample bottle I've got of Jack Daniels here. I don't have a full bottle, but I've got a couple of little sample bottles here. I'll have to crack one of those up and give you a salute out in my brand new backyard tomorrow for your birthday. I'll salute you through the skies, brother. For your birthday.
Please stop. Okay, yes, that'd be awesome.
That would be, yeah. Gaia says my friend's birthday is coming up and she wants to go to Rocky Mountain National Park. That sounds fun, Gaia. That sounds fun. Rocky Mountain National Park. Yeah. Gaia, are you in around the Denver area? Where in Colorado are you? Yeah, she says yeah. Okay, yeah. Because Denver's kind of like at the base of the Rockies, right? The eastern side of the Rockies, kind of the base there. The neatest thing about mountains that I've seen is, and I always visualize the Rockies, kind of like what we have our Cascade Mountains. I think our Cascades are part of the Rockies. I'm not sure. But anyway, there's this little village that I like going to called Leavenworth in Washington. And you go to this little village. It's made up like a little Bavarian village. You know, you could go there. Oh, they have great Oktoberfest stuff there at Leavenworth. You've been to Leavenworth, Amber? Oh yeah, it's nice there. And it's right at the base of the Cascade Mountains, and it's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, so J Baby and Gaia might be hooking up. Introduce each other.
Well,
J Baby, this is Gaia. Gaia, this is J Baby. You both live in around the Denver area. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think Gaia's going to have to come and check out J Baby's store.
Oh, yeah. Ralph's asking me, how's the Kraken drink? Oh, the Kraken rum, I tell you, it is. That's some good rum. Grammy bought me a bottle of Kraken rum, and it's a 94 proof rum. It's a spicy rum, and it is smooth. It is so smooth, and it's just a real good tasting drink. Somebody said mix it with Dr. Pepper. Somebody tell me that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a mixer.
Yeah,
I'm not really a mixer of drinks, but I might try a little Dr. Pepper in that rum and see what happens. But it's good. The Kraken team, our hockey team, next week, the preseason starts next week. And then, October 7th, I believe the regular, NHL season kicks off. So, but I'm telling you, Ralph, the Kraken are looking good. The Kraken are looking good. I think they're going to beat up on the Avalanche this year. We faced the Avalanche 3 times. You know, J Baby and I are, we're going to be going at each other. Hi, Gaia. Gaia's on the line. Hi, Gaia. How are you?
Are you
there?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a little soft, so you might have to speak up.
That's always the thing, even if I use my headphones.
So, what's up? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Just enjoying listening to your podcast as usual. Yeah, J Baby was saying that, like, get out of my bed. You're dirty. Get out.
J Baby said that to you?
No.
I was thinking, oh my.
Her store is at the Flatirons Mall. I don't really live out toward the Flatirons Mall. My friend does, but I was all like, we're going to have to make a trip out there because my friend's really big on hiking, so we do, like, a lot of hiking and stuff. She lives, like, near Littleton? Lakewood?
Uh-huh.
One of those. I can't remember. But, yeah. I was like, I haven't been to any of the national parks around here, so.
What? How long have you lived in the area?
Oh, my God. I was born here, and I still haven't been to a lot of the places around here. So I'm working on that this year.
See, that's what's amazing to me because, people that live people that live in that area, they just don't, they don't really get around and see the sights. My first wife, the mother to my kids, she was born and raised in Arizona, only lived an hour and a half from the Grand Canyon, had never seen the Grand Canyon. Never.
No, that's wild. That's like, yeah. It's like, my parents, they got to go to Hanging Lake. It's like a really popular hiking spot around here. And I was like, I wanted to go, but I was living in Texas, but I guess it had like, there was fires that happened. Uh-huh. So I think they're like trying to like redo it, or it's like off limits. I don't know if they've opened it back up, but I know like a lot of the stuff, if you want to go hiking or you want to go to certain places, you have to make reservations now.
So are you going with your friend to that Rocky Mountain park?
Yeah. If she makes the reservations, yeah, we're going. I try to go hiking as often as possible.
Uh-huh. Well, if you do make that trip and you do go, be sure you come back on the show, call in and tell us how, what it was like, and you know, what your experience was and that kind of stuff. 'Cause I'm always interested in hearing about people's vacations and that. It'd be fun. And, you know, try to get more people to go visit that area. That sounds like a blast. Exactly.
Yeah. She always goes to like a lot of outdoorsy places. We went hiking at a place called Three Sisters. That's like one of her favorite ones. And it's a really nice open area. It's a lot of trails. We were out there for like 3 hours. We were pretty pooped afterward.
Hey, Gabe. We've got a... I'm sorry. I was going to ask
no,
you.
Go ahead.
Have you ever went hiking and kayaking together? Like me and my cousins, we'll go down through Georgia, or we'll go up into the Appalachians, and we'll go hiking into when we get to a river or whatever, we'll kayak down the river for a few hours and then get back out and go hiking again when the trail picks back up. Have you ever tried anything
right
like
there,
that?
Russ. I don't know if I've got that in me, but I went kayaking when I lived in Florida, funny enough. I haven't done it here. I want to do the, whitewater rafting at the, I can't remember, the Royal Gorge. They have it there. That's a really nice spot, too. So.
Yeah, I like going down the Coney down in Georgia. My kayaks, they all have skirts that fit around them so the water don't get in there. And so you can do the whitewater rafting in them and everything. They're all like little torpedo-shaped kayaks. But, yeah, it's fun stuff. It's fun stuff. You can put all your hiking stuff on the back of the kayak and just hope you don't flip over. And yeah, good times.
Yeah, luckily I wear a vest. I don't swim well. So.
Oh, I'd recommend wearing one whether you swimmed well or not. I mean, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, I mean, you know, we have people so-called experienced swimmers. The rivers are nasty. Rivers are nasty, you know, because you don't know, you got, it's almost like rivers have two different currents. They got the current that's on the top and then the current that's on the bottom. And, yeah, I don't like water. Me and water do not get along. I love watching people do kayaking and that kind of stuff. And I like watching people ski, water ski, and out on their boats and all this and that. But I don't want to be out there. No, I don't want to be out there in the water.
I was listening to Ralph. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're listening to Ralph.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to Ralph's show, and he was like doing somebody. I think it was Ralph. They were doing like a would you rather, and there was like bungee jumping or parachuting, and I said I'd definitely rather parachute. And my son was like, I want to do bungee jumping. I was like, that seems scary to me. I don't know about that one.
And parachuting don't?
No, I'm fine with that. A parachute, I feel a little safer, but a bungee cord, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I did like 372 jumps when I was in the Air Force, and I've never went bungee jumping, if that lets you know anything about the safety of bungee jumping.
Yeah, that's
scary. Really? Huh. I wouldn't do neither one of them. I wouldn't do neither one of them. Nope. Once I sat in the plane, you wouldn't get me out of the seat. I'd be sitting there white knuckling it everywhere, you know. All right, old man, here we go. It's time to jump. No jump, no
like
jump, no jump from plane. No.
Kick you out.
Parachuting's why I'm not in the Air Force no more. My first chute didn't open, And I've kind of panicked in between it not opening in my B chute and opening in it. But I did get my B chute open before it hit the ground, so I only hit the ground going like 15 miles an hour instead of like 37. Uh-huh. And my left shin popped straight up out my knee, took out my whole front part of my jaw and nasal passages and all that stuff. And yeah, good times. But I love jumping out of airplanes. If I could still do it with my leg, I can't now, obviously. But if I could, I'd still do it.
Oh, man. Do you think you'd be into paragliding? Either one of you?
I've done paragliding.
What's paragliding again?
It's the where you got the squirrel suits on.
Rocky
the squirrel.
No, not at all. I don't trust myself.
Well, the only crazy lady has her bucket list item that her and her daughter are gonna jump out of a plane.
Oh, I admire your bravery. I admire your bravery. Shannon says parasailing is fun.
Paragliding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I paraglided into the Panama Canal.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty fun.
That's cool.
You mean literally? You went in there and splashed down in the Panama Canal?
Yeah, literally, I was on a mission when I was in the Air Force as part of the special ops that I did. But we paraglided straight into the Panama Canal.
That's cool. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Gaia.
Oh, I was just saying, he said he did paragliding. When I was in the Navy, I had a friend who he loved the Royal Gorge because, I guess they stopped it. They don't let people do that anymore, but they used to let people, like, jump off the bridge and kind of, like, do that, like, paragliding. I was like, I don't know about that.
Now,
Halo jumped before too, crazy lady.
Now here's something. Now, Gaia, you've never mentioned it before, and you know, and we've had you on the show several times, and I've listened to your podcast several times, but there was something always about you that I thought she has been in the military, and now you just confirmed it. You said that you were in the Navy, and thank you for your service. But there was always been something about you that I just felt like you had been in the service. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I could feel you. I could feel you. I could feel you, sister.
Yeah, I don't talk about it much, but yeah, I served. It was short. It wasn't really like a positive experience for me. So, I mean, I'm happy I served, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like I said.
Never again volunteer yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Wholeheartedly, Russ.
Well, like I said, thank you for your service. And Russ, thank you for your service. I never got to get into service. They didn't want me. They go, no, we don't want you, old man. Here's your card. You're now 4F'd. Get out of here. And it actually kind of broke my heart. It broke my heart that I couldn't get into service. Oh, man. But I don't know. This paragon, I had friends who up in Arizona where I lived in Prescott Valley. There's a group of mountains to the kind of the northeast of the valley called it's called Mingus Mountain. Mingus Mountain, and they use the eastern side of that mountain as a launching point for those guys with those big kites. Those is that paragliding? You know, where they got the kites, the big kites. They jump off. They're holding onto the crossbar. I don't know what that's called. Is that what that's called, Russ?
Yeah. That's paragliding. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had friends that would do that up in the mountains, and that was always kind of weird, scary to me too.
Yeah.
The one that scares me, I don't know what it's called, but I've seen it where it's like people have like jet packs in the water, and they're like. Pretty much hovering above the water because there's like a tube connected to their pack or something like a water.
Oh, it's those jets. It's like a jet ski on their back. They're propelled by water. The water packs. I don't know what that's called. Yeah, you know what we're talking about, Russ? Eric?
Yeah. They use water to propel themselves up into the air. It's all I can't think of the name of them, but yeah, they're pretty cool. You can get up to like 35, 40 feet in the air on those things.
Yeah, and that it can drive you back into the water real hard, it looks like, too, at times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like
Here in the Pacific Northwest, on the Columbia River, over there by Hood River, the city in Oregon called Hood River, they have those wind sails. When you're out on the windsurfing, they have windsurfing stuff out there because the wind just rips through the gorge. And you see all these guys out there with those surfboards with the sails on them. I don't know what that's called. But they're out there doing all kinds of that stuff, and it's just crazy.
Is
I don't know.
It's like they're surfing?
Yeah, but they got a sail on it. It's got a sail
I've
on it.
I've seen it. I don't know what it's called, but I've seen that too. That's interesting.
Does anybody know what that's called? What's that called? Parasailing? No, it's I don't know. It's fun to look at. It's fun to watch in that, and these guys are really good. And you know, if it's got a sail on it, then they can turn around and go into the wind. They can go into the wind as good as they can go with the wind, you know, because a sail has aerodynamic characteristics. Windsurfing. Thanks, J-Baby. Oh, that's cool. J-Baby, you're always helping the old man out. Thanks, J-Baby. Windsurfing. Yeah, because that single sail on that surfboard, depending on how the wind hits it, it acts like a wing on an airplane where you have high pressure, low pressure sides, and you can actually go into the wind. You can actually sail into the wind. So it's fascinating. But man, these people, she says Google. She says Google. But man, watching these people do that is awesome. That's awesome.
How close are you to Spokane?
Spokane is about northeast of me, probably a couple hours, two and a half hours. I'd have to find a way to go. There's several ways I could go to Spokane. I could go up north to Seattle and cut across the Cascade Mountains and go, you know, through the mountains back down into the valley and head towards Idaho, head towards Spokane there, or I could go down to the river, jet along the river, and then go straight north, hit a point where I go straight north and go up to Spokane that way. I've only been through Spokane one time, and I think it take me two and a half hours, something like that, to get to Spokane.
Is it really foresty like out there? I had a friend who went out there, and she was like, she liked it, but she was like, it was cloudy and kind of depressing all the time.
Where? Yeah,
in Washington?
That's where
right. Well,
survival school is right outside of Spokane at Fairchild Air Force Base.
See, I think Spokane is more of a high chaparral type terrain. I don't think it's real foresty there. Now, where I live, yeah, we're right on the edge of what they call the rainforest up here in Washington. The more north you get, the more thick the forest and the woods are. So, but Gaia, it's not. I mean, we haven't had any rain for a long time this year. I mean, today is one of the first days it's actually cloudy. But I guess it all depends on what they're used to, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were located, because you know Fairchild, it's like 20 miles southwest of Spokane. But Spokane's where it's like, if anybody, you know, somebody asks you where Fairchild's at, you'd be like, oh, it's in Spokane County, whatever. But it's like 20 miles southwest, and there's a lot of wilderness out there. That's where we did all our wilderness survival school in the Air Force. Pararescue was out there in Washington.
How was that, Russ? I've always wanted to do something like that. I feel like I would be really good at doing like survival stuff.
Well, when you start off, they give you 3 canteens of water and 4 MREs and a compass. And you have 2 weeks to make it from the spot they drop you off back to the base. And in between there, you get picked up for POW training and all that stuff. And like, you know, they keep a track on where you're at and everything. But it's really up to you and your partner to make it. And it's a good 15, 20-mile hike that you got to make back to the base.
They give you a map? Do they give you a map, Russ?
You got a topographical map, and they give you coordinates and a compass.
You know, I had a friend who went to school here in Vancouver. He went, I think, to one of the junior colleges here and learned how to do that, learned how to read those maps, learned how to use a compass and that kind of stuff. You know, that'd be fascinating to take that class. That would be fun. And then what they did was in the class, when they come to the end of the class, that's kind of like what they did. They took you out there and they said, okay, here you go. Here's your map. Here's your compass. Find your way back. Yeah.
I want to take a foraging class, because I think that'd be fun to learn how to forage and like find food that you can eat out in the wild.
I'd be eating everything you're not supposed to. I would.
Unfortunately, you'd poison yourself. That's not good.
Yeah. I'd be eating all kinds of stuff. I'd be eating it based on how it looked. Oh, that's pretty. Munch, munch, munch. You know, yeah, I'd be eating. I'm known for doing that anyway, you know. J-Baby, nightshade.
Don't do it, old man.
Yeah, I'm the guy that ate nightshade. Yeah, it's like, oh, this tastes good. Nom, 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 nom. Don't eat that. It'll kill you. Well, it tasted good. Stop. the only thing I know about being out in the woods and that is if it's got a shiny leaf on foliage and all that stuff, if it's got a shiny leaf, stay away from it. It's not good for you, because poison ivy, poison oak, all that stuff has shiny leaves. And if that gets on you, that's nasty. You know, the oils or whatever is on that stuff. So, yeah. So that's about all I'd have to go on is if it's shiny or not. And then I'd be questioning, well, shiny like how? Shiny like glass or shiny? I mean, I don't know.
Shiny like specifics. A residue. If it looks like it has a residue to it, you leave it alone.
Well, see, I'd just be questioning everything, you know. Hi, Chrissy. And then I'd be going, well, I don't know, maybe. And then my brain would kick in and go, well, taste it. See what it tastes like. Well,
that
it tastes
happened
okay.
When I went hiking with my mom, there was like a berry that I saw, and I was like, I'm not going to eat it. But I had like picked it up and I like rubbed it on my lip, and I was like, well, I'm going to see later if like I break out or something happens. And I was fine. But my mom, like, I don't know what happened to her, but something, like, bit her up, and, like, her whole hand had swollen up. And she was so upset with me. She was like, you tried to kill yourself. And she was like, nothing happened. She was like, I'm just out there trying to enjoy myself, and almost it got bitten. I don't know what's happening to my hand. I was like, oh.
Man, you're lucky your lip just didn't swell up, you know.
Well, I had read like a survival book. So I was telling my son about this show I used to watch called Survivor Man.
Uh-huh.
And
used to watch
would,
it.
Like, say, yeah, I love that show. They don't put
I
it
do
on
too.
Anymore. But I remember like he was saying, like, if you're not sure about something, like, you know, test it on your skin first. Wait 24 hours. And then if it's okay, rub it around your lips. And if you still don't have anything after 24 hours, then it's probably edible. So
I'd have eaten it after about 3 minutes. I don't give things time. You know, it's like, I'd have just ate it. Only Crazy Lady says to stick with bugs, Tom. You know, that's one thing I just can't bring myself to eat is a bug. I just can't eat a bug. I don't know.
My mom tried snails on her cruise. She said they were pretty good.
Yeah, but snail's not a bug.
It's not?
That's a crustacean.
Yeah, it's not a bug. Snail's not a bug. Yeah.
What do they call? Oh, I was like, I didn't know. I thought they were like.
No, snail's not a bug. It's a it's like escargot. That's French for snail, I believe. Escargot. Yeah, that's the way I look at them, Shep. Snails are slugs. You see that thing crawling across your patio, leaving that little slimy trail? That's a slug. Yeah, that's what a snail is. That's a homeless snail. It's just running around without its little house. I won't eat those things, no. I don't know. Mushrooms, it wouldn't matter to me. I'd be just going, oh, mushroom, munch, munch, mushroom. You're not supposed to eat those. I already did, you know.
Too
yeah.
late.
Too late. That's just how the old man rolls.
Have to keep an eye on you, Tom. We'd have to keep an eye on you.
It's what Grammy says all the time, because we had some stuff. I took all the dirt out of our raised gardens when I was having my backyard redone, and I had it all piled up. And stuff started to grow in there. You know, we had rogue tomato plants starting to grow and everything, and some other stuff that I don't know what it was. And I'm there looking at it, and Grammy goes, okay, well, these are the tomato plants. Yeah. Okay. And she goes, I don't know what these are. I go, I don't know either, but they look, she goes, don't eat them. I don't know. Well, come on. And she goes, don't eat those, you know.
She's got to stop you beforehand.
Yeah, I'm worse than a toddler, you know. She says that. She says, you're just like a toddler. I have to say, what's in your mouth? Give it to me. What's in your mouth?
Give it to me.
Spit it out. That's just crazy stuff right there. Oh, well, listen, man, we need to wrap this up. It's been fun. Gaia, thanks for calling in. It's so good to have you. Listen, before we get out of here, you got anything you want to, any words of wisdom you want to share with everybody before we get out of here?
When you're angry on the outside, just look on the inside.
There you go. Gaia, thanks. Hey, and if you got some podcasts coming up you want to let everybody know about, remember, come in here and let us know. And, you know, it doesn't have to be on Friday, just anytime. You know, if you got one coming up, you want to make sure everybody knows about it, be sure you can come in. You got an open invitation to come in our show and let everybody know all about it. All right? We love you to death.
Thank you.
Hey, Rush, you got any last words for everybody before we're out of here?
Yeah, man, just go take time for yourself today. Even if it's just 5 minutes, let the stress roll off and remember tomorrow's another day.
Exactly. Remember, find a little corner, someplace where you can be alone and breathe. Breathe for 5-10 minutes. And it'll make you feel better, get your lungs full of that fresh air, make you feel better, it'll calm you down, and it will work on that high blood pressure everybody's running around with. You know, get rid of that high blood pressure. Get rid of that stuff.
Yeah. Like Ralph said, do the do. Yeah.
And do the do. There you go. Do the do. All right. Holy Crazy Lady says, don't run with scissors. Yeah, don't run with scissors. All right. Listen, I'm going to turn it over to Eric. He's going to let us know what kind of podcasts are coming up, something to listen to and keep an eye out for. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, hopefully Milk Dog will be on today since we kind of missed him yesterday. Then you'll still have other friends coming up to prime time, like Low Standards of Toys and the Slightly Serious Show and the Dude Man Podcast. And Outside of Normal, keep you company until the crack of dawn. And then Ralph coming back tomorrow morning along with our Friday Plug and Promote Your Podcast Day and Small Business Day. And then you have until later on this evening to finish casting your vote for the category for the Uncovered Trivia Contest. So if you haven't already done it, get a move on before 10 p.m. Eastern time this evening.
Yeah, get that in there. Help Eric out. That they'll tell him what category to make the question to. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We appreciate you for coming in. Hit those follow buttons and come on back. We're here tomorrow. We're here every day, 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. We're your anti-anger, anti-hate. Grab a cup of coffee. Let's chit-chat about anything interesting and non-confrontational. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, a skip in your step, so you can get out there and face life. Because life's out there. It's standing outside the door waiting for you. So, you know, get out there and throat punch life. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow, promote your podcast day, promote your small business. But most importantly, tomorrow's Russ's birthday, our chief navigator for our Tuesday and Thursday shows. And come on in and say hi and say happy birthday to Russ. I'll be singing to him. And it's going to be a good time. Want to thank everybody. Thanks, Gaia, for calling in. You're always a treasure to call in. Oh, man. Eric, what a great show. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Eric, I wanted to tell you, Eric, we surpassed 93,000 downloads.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, 93,000 downloads, and we're into 2,316 followers right now. So we just want to thank everybody for helping us out, giving us all your support, and making us your go-to podcast to listen to, whether it be live or on the download. You guys are the best. We want to thank you. So, man, what did you got to say, Eric?
Well, and I was just letting Dad know that with Russ's birthday, I know we can, he'll be on, of course, today and tomorrow, and I think he's going to be getting plenty of it. I'm sure Shep will be there, too, along with Sam and other friends.
Yes. All right, everybody, have a great Thursday, and we will see you on Friday tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time. Later, Gators.
Bye.
Oh, I had to get that little yell in at the end there. That was great. See you tomorrow.